I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm gonna stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
Do you want to kick off this podcast?
Yeah.
Once?
Yeah.
You don't kick off the podcast.
Here we go, all the podcast listeners. It's content podcast listeners. We are here, Moxie Seaport. We just wrapped up a wonderful workout at Equinox Seaport. Shout out to Darren the Trainer, Batista Bootcamp. Today was a little tough one.
Yeah, it was a good workout. I think the first one was tougher for me. I think it was because I wasn't in the groove as much. Now I'm like 3 days in a row good, so I feel better.
The headphones make a big difference,
The headphones do make a big difference.
Yeah.
This is also episode 36.
Damn.
Yep. 36 episodes, man.
We hopped on Ian Brownhill. If you don't know Ian, he's a Rhode Island influencer. We hopped on his podcast last night for 2 hours. We had some nice Peruvian food. It was fucking dynamite.
I got to make a quick side note here. Is this music going to fuck up the audio, Justin? What do you think? Think it should be all right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Start. Just cut that part out. Start from the Ian's podcast. Start from there.
We actually just wrapped up a podcast last night. 2-hour-long podcast down in Rhode Island. Anna Brownhill, Life's Better in New England podcast.
Shout out Ian. No, so New England podcast. But his merch is Life's Better in New England. But shout out Ian Brownhill. You know Ian. He's the undercover cop in the most viral video we did. He's, you know, looks like Bradley Cooper with the beard. He's ripped.
He does.
Yeah, but we went on his podcast. He comes down to film with us all the time in Boston. And it's tough to get to Rhode Island because we don't go to Rhode Island for any reason. Like, at least Ian comes here for, like, events. And shit.
Well, at least Ian comes in like Boston's lit. Like, we go to Rhode Island, it's just like,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Rhode
like,
Island.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
he didn't like that when we were talking
come
shit
on.
About Rhode Island.
Shit's ass.
He reps Rhode Island to the death, which I respect, but yeah, man, I'm not really a fan of, at least where we were. Providence was...
That was Providence?
Yeah.
So that's where all the young, the 18-year-old girls go and shake that ass in the club?
They have a lot of 18
He didn't
plus.
Like that one, but it's true. I remember back in the day, you couldn't get in if you were a dude unless you were 18. But I was like, wait, these girls are 15, 16 getting in. I'm like, what?
And these promoters are probably all like 25.
And the DMs, like, damn, dog. I'll literally call their parents. And like,
wait a minute. God, this is creepy,
you ever
guys.
See the videos that going around? Like, you hate to meet a 13-year-old girl, and then they, like, beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, they're catching predators.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny.
They beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, there was one. He slapped the shit out of them. And
I mean,
he's
good.
He's
good,
like, do you have anything to say? He's like, I hope you catch more of us. I was like, bro, what?
You catch, we'll just say you shook, you caught.
Yeah, you got caught. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, bro.
I don't even want to talk about that.
No,
but
yeah,
let's
not talk about it. It's a sick fucking world out there. But podcast was great. Like you said, we did 2 hours. Usually his podcasts are like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But we did 2 hours.
So
I think
episodes.
He's going to do two parts. So check out the So New England podcast with Ian Brownhill. I think our episode should be posted probably this week or next week.
Yeah. But we had a big weekend, man.
Yes, we are here to recap our weekend. We had, briefly on our last podcast you listened to, we told you what we were about to do with Matt Damon and Casey Affleck. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the whole weekend because a lot more came out of the weekend.
A lot.
And this isn't going to come out Saturday. This is going to come out next Saturday, meaning I believe we can talk about that thing because it should be out by then.
I think, yeah, it's all good. Either way, it's all good.
Well, it's not. Well, the movie comes out next Friday. So they said before the movie.
Yeah.
Push it,
oh, okay. So
right,
listen,
so yeah,
guys,
we can talk about this. Let's not talk about it yet, but we're going to get to it. That's on Sunday. We're going to start with Friday.
We'll go day by day.
Start with Friday.
All right. Listen, Friday.
All right, let me give you guys some context. So those of you who didn't listen to the last podcast, we got a call from Apple TV a few weeks ago. Actually, an email, not a call. And they were like, hey, there's this new Boston-based movie with Matt Damon, Casey Affleck, and Jack Harlow called The Instigators, and we want you guys to basically lead the promo of it in Boston because they're like really pushing it in Boston. And we hopped on a call with them with like literally like 8 people of Apple TV. It was me, you, and like 8 Apple TV people. Yep. And they were just telling us how much they loved our shit. And then they basically were just like breaking down what they wanted. So they wanted a couple promo videos, like pictures for like in-feed posts. But the main thing they needed from us was to host the fan screening. So the first people who saw this movie was Boston. They had the fan screening for like first responders, police, like all blue collar workers, pretty much. And that was this past Friday. So basically we had to host the screening. So we had to go up in front of the crowd of 200 people and basically do like a 5 minute like hosting slash like comedy set almost. Yep. Like we had to like interact with the crowd, do crowd work, like all that. So, but the kicker was that no one knew Matt Damon and Casey were going to be there. So we had to like surprise the audience and bring them out. So they gave us like the creative control to do that. So what we did the last couple weeks, not even the last week and a half, was we sat in Prajut's apartment and we really scripted up a 5 minute set, basically a comedy set.
Yeah, we rehearsed it. And it went pretty good, man.
It went really good. We, you know, we each had probably like 5 or 6 index cards, but by the time we rehearsed it 30 times, we didn't even need the cards.
Yeah, we didn't even need the cards.
Because it was really just, we had to remember like certain things like, okay, Instigator streams August 9th on Apple TV Plus. It stars Jack Harlow, Ving Rhames, Ron Perlman. Like, I still remember all of it.
Yeah, and then
you gotta remember to say these things to the crowd.
Yeah, we also have to shout out, you know, the vets.
Yep. No flash photography.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
like
shit.
All that shit. But then in the middle of all the things we had to hit, we had to like interact and crack jokes with the crowd. So that was the part that like obviously we enjoyed the most, you know,
because we got a lot of laughs.
We got a lot of laughs. Yeah. And I think we're going to be able to put together a little vlog from that.
Oh, night, yeah.
Which
yeah.
It might already be up. I don't know. But if it's not up yet, then stay tuned because we're going to have
the best part is when we got there, you know, we rehearsed a little bit, got a drink and then we
Where was it?
Boston AMC Theater, Boston Common. AMC Theater, Boston Common. But we get there
Friday night.
They fucking escort us in. There's mad people geeking out. I'm like, damn, this shit's like, I'm already getting nervous. Like, I'm like, damn, we didn't even make it in the theater.
Yeah.
We get in the theater, we go backstage. We got the 4 director chairs, but we rehearsed and stuff. Then we finally get backstage, and right away, Casey walks in. They're like, shit, like that. But Apple was very specific, like, hey, like, don't talk to them.
Just for some context, like, yeah, Friday night we get there, the screening's at 7, and we get there at 6. So just to, like, meet the Apple TV people so we could see the theater, all that. And basically, in the back of the theaters, you have the exit doors. So we went out one of the exit doors near the screen, and it's just like a little tight hallway. And like Prajut said, there's like 4 director chairs. The Apple TV people are back there.
Like the hallway's so skinny that like if you're sitting in the chair, someone else walking in the hallway has to walk sideways.
Yeah, that's how little it was. And Matt and Casey, like for people who don't know, because I'm sure like the average person doesn't really understand, like these are like, you know, they're A-list like celebrities. So like they have a whole PR team. They have managers, agents. So like they're not going into this like practicing lines. Like they're just like showing up because their agencies or their manager saying, hey, you have this fan screen and you got to appear at, and Apple TV will tell you the rest. So when we're waiting back there, we get there at 6:30 and the Apple TV people are like, you know, let Casey and Matt get here. Let them settle in, you know, just, you know, whatever. So I'm like, all right, come on, lady. We're on Wahlberg. All right. Come on. We've been around a lot of people. We're not going to fucking be up these guys' ass. Yeah. Like, take it easy.
I told them on the call too. I was like, listen, with the way our life's going right now, man, it's the universe just does its thing. I'm like, we're all about the organic interactions. We'll never go up to someone.
Yo, can ask I get for a picture? Yeah.
Nah, come on.
So basically, like Prajut said, it was like 6:30. So, bro, they told us that they weren't going to get there until like 7.
Yeah. They got there early. They were early.
6:40.
Yeah, they were early.
Casey walks in with Doug Liman, who's the director, like a pretty famous director. And Casey walks in. We introduce ourselves and basically, you know, tell them what we do and stuff. Because, you know, Casey and Matt, they're not big on the socials. They're not really active on there at all. So we tell them what we do, you know, all the stuff we've been doing. And he was like, oh, cool. So like, so what do you need from us? I'm like, it's not up to me. It's up to Apple TV how they want to do it. But I was like, this is how we're going to cue you guys up to surprise the crowd. And I told him my idea and he liked it. And he was like, oh, so you guys are like stand-up comedians. I'm like, nope.
This is our first time. And then he goes, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, what do you mean, ugh?
Nah, yeah. He did it as a joke. But yeah, like, I know he low-key was like, oh, well, I hope you don't fuck it up. You know, it's basically what he inferred by it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, this is actually our first time in front of a crowd ever. He was like, huh.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. Well, all right, let's do it.
He literally goes, good luck.
Good luck, yeah. I was like, hey, if we fuck up, it's on camera. So, you know, it's on us. But then shortly after that, Matt Damon walked in with his family. He was a lot more like, I feel like he came up to everyone individually and introduced himself. Like, not that Casey was an asshole. Like, he was cool. But, like, Matt was a lot more like,
hey, smiling.
And like, you know what I mean? Happy go lucky.
Yeah, we had some good videos of just talking and he was just smiling and like really into it. Casey was like, cool.
We have a dope, we have a pretty dope video of you explaining the meaning of the prosciutto poppy and then our story. And they were just like, that's awesome. But like, I'd love to see it.
And then we go on stage, man. I'm not gonna lie, they hand us our mics. I'm like,
shortly. So bro, this is where it's like, this is where it was kind of hitting me though. Cause all right, they got there at 6:40. We briefed them on what we're going to do. Okay, cool. Everyone's good. We still have like 15 minutes to just chill.
So we just chill with them for like 15 and just sweating balls. It was hot back there.
And then the time came. They started waving me and prosciutto over. And the whole thing, so just so you guys know, the whole thing was we were going to go up there, do our 5 minutes, and we were going to bring them out with, they were going to like have their mics on in the back room and people were going to hear them and be like, who is that? So that's how we basically brought them out. So they were just sitting back there listening to our set. And we walked out there. And let me ask you this. When we were walking out there, like what were you feeling? When we first were walking out there and you saw 200 people in front of you.
I was like, yeah, I remember walking out. I'm like, damn. And I look over and you look on your spot. And I like look at the tape on the ground. I'm like,
I didn't even notice
the
tape.
Well, I'm sitting here. I got the mic. I was like, hello. But I like, didn't seem like the right away. I was like, wait, is this mic on?
You literally said, is this mic fucked up?
You were talking. I'm like, hello?
You're like, is this mic fucked up?
I was like, is this mic fucked up? And everyone was like, no. I was like, huh.
Yeah, but it worked because like people just saw
it. Honestly, was right away. Yeah.
The way we were riffing off each other just naturally, like people just thought it was hilarious.
It was.
It just is. Like, I don't know. We just, that's just how we would normally do it. But yeah, I mean, my first thoughts going out there, like I was definitely had nerves, but I don't think like it's not normal to not be nervous. It was, like you should have nerves.
Weren't like nervous. Like all the time, I can't go on. Like, it was like bro, we were straight. We were straight.
Yeah, like
we
I was definitely there. Confident going out there. And
man,
you know, we had a shot of tequila beforehand, and you know, I just
Maggie
went out
was
there.
Yelling shit. So it was
Maggie
like,
was yelling shit, and we were getting noticed by the whole crowd before we even did it.
So everyone like, knew us.
You know, people are gonna get our humor and shit.
So every joke we cracked, everyone had something to say. We interacted with the crowd. Who's from Boston? What part? Was from Rock Quincy.
You made a good joke. You made a little edgy joke and
it worked.
That
was not even part of the script.
We improv that joke. Well, you improv that joke and I just riffed off.
So
of it.
The joke was like, Matt, you know, I was like, Tom, you know why I love Matt and Casey? And you were like,
and I was like, I don't know, because they're handsome, chiseled, good actors.
I'm like, yeah, but they're lifelong friends, brother, just like us. And I gave a fist pump.
Yeah.
And then the crowd was like,
for like 4 seconds.
It was like you heard it. It was like a lot of people. And I was like, wait a minute, guys. We're not gay.
And then, bro,
just want to make that clear.
The crowd laughed. And then I wasn't expecting you to say that.
I know. I was
kind of like, I put my hands up, like joking around. And then I was like, brother, we're in Boston. You can't make those jokes. And everyone laughed. So.
But I remember saying that. I was like, in my head, I was like, what the fuck did I just say?
Yeah, but it worked though.
It was great.
That audience, bro, like the blue call, like they get that humor.
It was not like I said the F word or like.
No.
Like,
because it was clearly it was just a joke.
Well, like the R word, you know, then it would have been like, okay,
enough with the words.
No, I'm just saying,
I know. It could have
been bad.
Anyway, and then tell them how, you know, we brought them out.
Yeah, we hit it with the, I don't remember. Your line, because it was your line that brought it out, right?
Oh, because you said, because I was like, oh, yeah. So at the end of the 5 minutes, I was like, you know why?
No, it was
off
of my
joke. You know what differentiates ourselves from Matt and Casey? Yeah. And you were like, what? And I was like, if we ever have a movie premiere in our own city, we'll be here for it. Yeah. I'm like, where are they?
And you were like,
are they too good to be here?
You were like, and I want you guys to hold us accountable to that.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, nice try, fatties. Y'all ain't in no movies.
It'll be funny to look back on that clip, though.
I know.
We do have a boss.
I know, but then
premiere in our city.
And then who are these guys? Then Casey comes in. Well, he didn't come in. He was backstage, but on the mic, he was like, who are these guys talking shit?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Wahlberg.
Yeah, no. So I said that line, like these guys forgot where they came from. And then Matt and Casey are in the back in that hallway and they start talking on their mics. And obviously no one can see them. So they're like, who are these guys talking shit out there? They're saying we forgot our roots.
I'm an idiot. And I looked right at the door. I'm like, who?
Yeah. And then I was like looking around. So like to the crowd, we were acting like we didn't know what was going on. So I was like, who is that? Wahlberg? And
he's like, Wahlberg. Wahlberg isn't in this movie. Wahlberg hasn't been here in 20 years.
Yeah, they were kind of riffing. Like that. And then shortly after that, they walked out the exit doors where we came in and the crowd went fucking nuts. I announced them in and we dapped up Matt and Casey and they talked to the crowd for about 10 seconds and that was it.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was it for them talking. But then when we walked off the stage, they followed us right away. We went right out to the lobby of the theater. And the press would just follow them.
Yeah.
So there was like 10, 12, like 14,
15 cameras. Yeah.
And then like, they're like, oh, you guys, like, oh, and then so me and Tom have a thing where like, whenever we take like a photo with someone like that, that's where we'll, not fanboy, but that's where we'll make a funny joke, like while we're posing.
Yeah.
Like whether it's like, you know, if you ever need Departed 2, we're here. And then that.
No, I was like, if you ever want to reboot Good Will Hunting, we're here for it. You know, we're a little bigger than you guys though. And then they chuckled, you know?
Yeah. And then I hit him with the, every time, I mean, what Wahlberg told, like, throw up the fist. And then Matt, no hesitation, Matt Damon did it.
And then Doug Liman hopped in and he just did Roadhouse with McGregor. So I was like, hey, if you ever want to do Roadhouse 2, buddy, I'm here for it. All right. He's like, I'm working out. He was like, he's like, yeah, I got to see that six pack first.
Take off your shirt.
I was like, I'm working on it, pal. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro. I feel like,
that was a high, bro. I felt like, I remember sitting there, like everything was like, all I seen was flashes. And then everything else was like blurry. Like I couldn't see anything.
That was the cool part. Cause I mean, like a typical person thinking of a movie theater, right? You think of like the reclining chairs, maybe like 30 to 40 seats in a theater, maybe 25, maybe.
No, more.
Reclining?
More, yeah. There's 30, 40 years in the first four rows of just the up close.
Yeah.
Then there's like, the whole top.
The AMCs, though, there's probably like, yeah, you're right, probably 40, 50.
Yeah, 50.
But anyway, but that had 200 seats, which is crazy. Yeah. So when we went out there, they had these big lights, so you really couldn't see past the first few rows, which yeah. I honestly liked because I didn't want to have to like lock eyes with fucking people and shit.
I didn't lock eyes with one person. I think someone in the first row.
We had a lot of space to work with, and we kind of busted balls with the people in the first row, yeah. Which was good.
Yo, there was one guy that was shook. You, buddy, he was like, me?
Oh, because you were like, no flash photography, no, you know, filming.
He's
in.
Like, me?
Yeah,
I was no crying. Filming, I was dying, bro.
But yeah, so we're going to, I mean, that'll be released soon, that whole set. And you guys will be able to watch it. But that was our first really like, I guess, like comedy live entertainment set.
I mean, shit, bro. That gave me a lot of confidence. I know you too, but like, I think we can write up a half an hour thing and do it.
Yeah, not even. You can even start with fucking 20, 15 minutes.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. Mark Wahlberg just announced he's doing stand-up comedy and we're his openers.
Bro, I don't think Mark would ever do stand-up.
I mean, he said it. He was like, why don't you guys do stand-up? Look, no, Kevin Hart. Said,
for us to do stand-up.
Yeah, but then he's like, shit, I'm thinking about doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, there's so much money. Like Kevin Hart, he was saying every like two to three shows, it's like $5 million he makes. It's crazy. That's crazy.
Especially when you have that name recognition already, bro. Like people are going to buy tickets to go see you.
Tickets, merch.
You don't even have to be like that good. Like you can
right.
You can just go
Adam
up there.
Adam Sandler literally sings on a guitar.
Yeah. The stupid shit.
But that
gave a lot of confidence. So I had fun with it. I definitely had fun with it.
Then we came to Moxie's. We had a celebration with the boys.
Got pretty fucked up.
Invited some good people.
Got pretty fucked up.
You know, Vip, you brought a big group, Vip.
Yeah, our camera guy, Vip.
It's all good. It's all good.
He brought like six of his buddies.
He took up our table. So
six of his buddies and their two girlfriends. So we had like eight people with him. I'm like, wait a minute, Vip.
I was like, Vip, you didn't tell me this, man.
You fucked us, buddy.
Right.
All of Pursuit's friends.
I ended up having to stand the whole night. I didn't get
Vip, you got shit faced.
I didn't eat anything because the food was gone. And the lady comes up to me. I had two drinks. The $1,000 tab's done. I'm like,
oh,
not
no.
One person said thank you.
The Fletcher was gone.
Not one person said thank you.
Couple people did.
Two.
Shout out to Quincy Cops.
What?
The Quincy Cops.
Are you fucking with them?
Shout out to them. They came and they thanked you.
Yeah, they did. They did.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know, man.
I have a fucking girlfriend, dude. What are you talking about? I'm saying shout out to the Quincy Cops.
I don't know.
It's funny.
A lot of handcuffs going on over here.
Handcuffs?
What are you talking about? She said she wanted to handcuff you to the pole.
No, you. Like, she said you.
I was down.
There was like four of these like middle-aged woman from Quincy. They were the loudest ones in the theater.
They were good.
And they happen to all be cops.
Like detectives, though. Like detectives. Not like an officer, like a legit like
yeah,
and they captain were like, and then detective.
They were talking to us after. Like, we want to come to the deli. I'm like, all right, cool. So gave them our contact info. And then they were like, what are you guys doing after? And I'm like, honestly, we're at Moxie's. We have a table. You guys can come if you want. So like ended up coming. It's like four cool. middle-aged like Quincy cops. One of them was a legit like lieutenant or like yeah, whatever. She's a
straight
fuck.
Captain, bro.
Yeah, she was the craziest one. I'm like, huh. You guys made a couple weird jokes and you guys are cops, so
yeah.
Huh. Guess the rumors are true.
That wrapped up that night, because boy, did we have a big day that next day.
That was just Friday, guys.
That was just Friday.
And then Saturday we had the Red Sox Yankees game.
Oh
and,
man, what a thing, Apple. They took good care of
Apple
us.
Apple TV took good care of us.
They took really good care of us. We so they had this. If you see the movie The Instigators, it's basically it's around robbing trucks, I guess.
It's the town as a comedy. Yeah. That's what it is. The town as a comedy. That's
so
definitely go watch The Instigators.
So Apple TV put together like a big literally like a big Brinks truck that was clear and it blew up like the fake money and you had to grab it and put it in the bag. So we had to film some content. We had to be at Fenway at 3:30. We got there right at 3:30, filmed our content and
we got fucked. Our camera guy won.
Yeah, camera guy won an iPhone somehow, 15. Wait, so they screwed us on the night with all the free shit. With
got shit-faced.
Got shit-faced.
Eight friends. And then won an iPhone.
Huh.
Huh.
And we just paid them.
Anyway, continue. So yeah, they won. We didn't win anything.
Yeah, Tyler won. So we shot that for about 30 minutes and then we're scheduled. So the game starts at 7:10. So we got
we were there. We
go
there
on the
4
field
o'clock.
At 4 for batting practice, which was cool. We're walking in and as soon as I walk on the field, I tag my buddy Jaron Duran, center fielder for the Sox.
Hottest player in baseball right now, Ken. Physically.
Yeah. So I took a video and I was dying. I was like, yo, like, because we got a couple of Gatorades courtside at the Celtics games. It's kind of our thing. No one else does it. So when people start doing it and posting it, we did it first.
Yeah.
So I walk in and I tag him. I'm like, yo, because I see him warming up in center and I know he's on his phone. So I'm like, yo, I need a couple of Gatorades.
Yeah.
Like, Duran, I need a Gatorade. And I post like a video. And about 10 minutes later, he runs over and he had the Gatorades.
Walked out of the dugout.
He walked out of the dugout with the Gatorades. He's like, yo, boys.
This is the first time we actually like got to chop it up with him in person. Because we've just been, I'll never forget, we went to the Yankees series back in, when was that? Not the Yankees. Whatever game. There was a game back in April we went to with MGM, I think. Saw him play and I'm like, oh, I know this kid.
Orioles.
Yeah, because I don't really follow the Red Sox that heavily, but I know Duran. Like, I just remember the name and he was playing good. And I DM'd him and I'm like, yo, like, good game, bro. Like, we got to get you in the deli sometime. And he hit me right back. And he's like, yo, I love your boys' videos and shit. And we just chopped it up, bro. Ever since then, he caught on fire. Like, he's been
won
the fucking MLB, the All-Star Game MVP.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, Jaron, if you see this. I've made, probably a little over 1,500 on his home runs and his doubles.
Oh, yeah, you've been putting a little cash on him.
I've been putting, big money.
Yeah,
big money. Dope. And that's actually hit the night we went to the game TV. I sniffed that one out. You know, we're watching batting practice and Tyler O'Neill, he's like the left fielder, but he's shirtless. He got the tobacco in his mouth. He's like,
he looks fucking ripped.
He's fucking yoked. And I'm like, you know what? Tyler, our cameraman, won the iPhone. I go, Tyler O'Neill is going to fucking rope one.
Because I said it. Batting practice.
He was roping him in batting practice, but that same week, he had two home run games. That shit ain't normal.
Yeah.
So one, dude's on juice. Two, take him to fucking hit a home run every single game. Because he does it. He hit two that game. And he hit two that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
He hit two.
We also saw Matt and Casey during batting practice. Gave them a little fist bump.
They were up with them.
They were doing some batting practice with the team. We weren't able to yet. We'll be able. We'll be there one day.
I can't wait for the live batting practice.
Yeah, like they were literally doing it in front of the fans and shit.
I'll be fucking roping them.
So yeah, we got to see them there, and then we saw them in the hallway. But they were in a suite. We were on the Monster, which I mean, honestly, bro, the Monster was sick. Shout out Apple TV, man, for taking care of us. They really got us front row on the Monster.
Oh my god, center whole field,
and somehow we were right below, right above Duran.
Right above Duran. This was like center field Monster. We had a plated dinner, fucking 5-course dinner. You forgot about that?
Lobster rolls,
unlimited sausages, hot dogs, just what we needed. It was good.
Alcohol,
it was great.
Yeah,
alcohol, wine, whatever you needed, and
Dude, that was great. He threw up the ball.
Durant throws up a ball.
All right. So, yeah, he threw up the ball like probably the third, fourth inning. We're chilling. About the fifth, sixth inning, it hits like about 9 o'clock. And I'm like, Tyler O'Neill's getting up. This is probably straight up. I'm like, yo, if Tyler O'Neill home runs, I'm leaving. We're leaving. He hit the home run. Left. He
hit the home run right when Pujol said it.
He hit the home run. I was like, yeah, we're gone. Literally walked out. Seventh inning. And then we watched some UFC, man. And we won some more money.
We won some more cash. I think you're forgetting something, though.
Yeah, I am.
Because we got a call even before Fenway.
Before Fenway. Right before we left for Fenway. So about noon Saturday afternoon.
Big Kev.
Kevin from Apple TV shoots us an email and he goes, listen, boys, I have another opportunity if you can give me a buzz. All right.
Right, whatever you need, Kev.
Call Kev. I add Tom to the call. No, I think I just called him alone. And I filled you in.
No, I was on the call.
You were, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I added him. He's like, yeah, guys. So when you guys were on stage, backstage, Matt and Casey, he literally said it. He's like, they really liked you guys. And they think it would make a lot of sense if you guys jumped in on their Dunkin' commercial.
Yep.
And we're like, yeah. It sounds great. Great opportunity. He's like, yeah, you just might not get compensated for it. We're out of budget. We're like, yeah, that's fine.
It's all good.
Not everything's about money, man. That's what people don't understand, especially when you're kind of a creator that's just starting out and it's like, yo, I ain't getting paid. I ain't doing it. It's like, bro, who are you? Really who are you? You know?
Ooh. At the end of the day, it's like, you got to leave the ego at the door, bro.
You do, for real.
No matter who you are.
No matter, yeah.
Us, a small creator, fucking Mark Wahlberg.
We witnessed Mark Wahlberg do it. We witnessed Mark Wahlberg take his time off of Dave Grubman and go on his stage and show that he was there.
Not everything's about money.
It's not, bro.
Especially when, for us, bro, we get to we get to literally live a dream. Because it wasn't just like an iPhone commercial shoot. No, this was like a legit
Doug Liman
was directing the commercial. Like literally the director of the movie and Roadhouse and all these other big movies he's done. The Bourne Identity. Like he's directing us.
Yeah.
Which is like what the fuck?
That was an early shoot.
That was on Sunday.
Yeah. So now we watch UFC. We have a good night. All the fights hit. I don't go to bed till like 3 a.m.
Wired.
Wired, yeah. We got to meet at a Dunkin' Donuts, right? And by MGH at like 2 o'clock.
Yep.
That's funny. Me and Tom, we park, we're walking. And this is the way the whole weekend went. And this is just the universe playing favorites, man. And we're walking. And we got my glasses on, your sunglasses on. We're pushing. And then Tom's like, oh, I think that person just waved. I'm like, yeah, fuck him. We'll keep pushing.
And then inside a restaurant.
And the guy, it was the guy Kevin from Apple TV comes out. He's like, boys, come in. Sit down. We meet up. We meet Ben Affleck's assistant.
Shay. Well, she's not his assistant anymore.
No, not anymore.
She's a producer with him. She basically, I think Artist she helps equity. Run the production company.
Nice. Yeah. So equity. Even better than an assistant.
She started as his assistant. She did. She told us her whole story. Yeah.
She was like, I ain't no assistant. I'm much better than this. Like,
well, she's like, I'm above that now. Because, yeah, she started as his right-hand girl and... yeah, from like 01, bro. Since 2001, she's been with Ben.
So right away, the first 3-4 minutes when we introduced, you went to the bathroom and like I was talking to her and she goes, yeah, have you ever seen The Town? I literally go, and I turn around, I show her my tattoo of The Town. Yeah. She's like, oh my God. I'm like, lady, I'm from here.
She goes, that's Ben.
I'm like, lady, I'm from here.
She sent a picture to Ben.
Yeah, she sent a picture to Ben. And then we sat down. We had she was great, bro. She like literally moved from where she was sitting with the Apple TV people and came and sat next to us and like asked us about our life.
Fucking
and
future, kid.
And I was like, go get a bottle of wine. She's like, you want a bottle of wine?
Yeah, we started drinking a little bit. We
started getting a little tipsy.
She was cool as fuck. Yeah. And she was asking about our life, what we're doing, like what our plans are. And we literally told her, we're like, listen, we want to make movies, TV shows. We want to do this shit. Like, this opportunity is huge. We told her, like, about how we grew up together, showed her the pictures and all that. And she loved it. She ate it up. And, she's definitely, I was asking her inside questions about The Town and shit because she was a main producer on The Town with Ben. I think Ben directed that movie, too, I want to say. Did he, J-Fine? He directed that movie, too. So she was a main person with Ben. So she broke down how Ben had to, like, because like obviously that movie's based on true events. It's not a whole true story, but like she tells us about like how Ben had to like go to the prison where the main character Doug McRae is based on to find the guy, and like they didn't allow him to bring a pen and paper inside, so he had to go talk to the guy, get all the info, and then come back to the car and just start writing. So she told us about all this inside info. She told us like where the skeleton mask came from in the beginning. I asked her about the nun mask, but she couldn't give me an answer. She couldn't figure it out. But yeah, bro, it was cool to like hear her point of view from it. Cause that's going to be a top movie from Boston, bro. That's going to be like a one movie that really represents like how Boston truly is. People and shit, like the wardrobe, acting.
Yeah, all of it. I think that's, if I had three top Boston movies, it is The Town, The Departed, and Ted.
I think The Town represents how Boston is the best. One of them. I think the Departed's pretty good too, but I think some of the accents in it are a little.
Yo, do you know what's slept on? That's like kind of a Boston movie, and people don't say it. That's my boy. Is like the Fenway Park in the backyard, Rex Ryan with the Belichick and Brady. Like, come on, bro. Like, that is a Boston movie.
I quote that movie every
that
day.
That's Adam Sandler's funniest movie, bro. That's his funniest movie.
Yeah, that's my favorite Adam Sandler movie. It is. He's next in the bucket list, right?
Yeah. It's just he's on a different level. Like, he's like his family and his crew, and like that is it. Like, I don't see him doing shit with any like. He don't give a fuck.
He's like the Godfather, dude.
He's the GOAT. He's like, no, the Godfather. Man, if I ever meet him, that's like movies. That's on a different level. Like, what is Slash VIP? What's Slash?
You don't know who Slash is?
Is it like EDM?
You know who Slash is, right? Yeah, look at them. They're wearing his hat.
Oh. He wears a hat?
He wears like a top hat. You ever play Guitar Hero?
Oh, that's him?
Yes, yeah, with the fucking long hair.
Give me a song. Sing a song.
I don't have it. He's a guitar player. So Guns N' Roses. I don't know.
Oh, he's on Guns N' Roses?
He's their guitar. He's like the most famous guitar player.
Oh, shit.
So he's doing a whole
thing. I'm sorry. I literally live under a rock when it comes to shit like that.
I mean, I don't know.
I only
much
listen
either.
To that thug shit.
I just played Guitar Hero when I was little. But
yeah.
All right. Anyway, hey, it's all good. Back on topic. Right. So we met Shay. Is it Shay or Shy?
Shay Carter.
And yeah, made a good impression with her. And she was like, all right, shoot's ready to go. Call time. Let's go. Let's get to the dunks.
Let's go. We walked down to the dunks, kid. It's and
probably what, like 3:30 at this time?
Yeah. Right to business, though. We change, and Doug Lyman's telling us what to do. We're going through it.
They give us some dunks uniforms.
So actually, what's crazy is when we were sitting in the restaurant, Apple TV is telling our camera, dude, yeah, no filming in there. And like I said, the universe is really playing favorites. And as soon as we get to the shoot, the director's like, you got a camera? You're going to be shooting. Just like that.
So our camera guy got to literally shoot this commercial with Doug Lyman.
Just like that.
Just seeing the little, you know, camera tricks, and Doug Lyman's putting up fucking... What was that? That paper over the window?
He was taping Dunkin' Donuts bags up on the window to block the light.
He's
cooked. He's the GOAT, man.
But bro, it was literally, all right, so picture like a small Dunkin', just a counter in there.
There's no tables in there.
There's no tables, just a counter. It's like a takeout Dunkin' Donuts. You go in, you order, you get your coffee, you leave. It's small. There had to be 25 people watching us film.
Oh my God. Yeah.
There was like a huge crew of people. Duncan, Big Brass from Duncan, Apple people, obviously Matt and Casey's people.
All of their people, yeah.
So like there was literally like 25 people, bro. Extras.
There was legit security on every outside. Two people on each window to have people not watch and keep
fucking
pushing.
Extras, bro.
That shit was
legit
sick.
Extras.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
Like, I had to like tell this extra what to say.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck am I? Why? Like, how am I directing this extra?
It's great,
Meanwhile, this guy's probably been grinding for mad long, bro. Like, it takes that, though. To be an actor when you don't have any like social media presence, which is why we're so lucky to have this, bro, that shit's hard. It's like stand-up comedy. Like, you gotta
grind
for a long
time.
I mean, yeah, probably. It's hard, bro. It's hard. But it was cool. The guy was cool. I mean, he kind of just like was like, you know, what do you want me to do? I just told him. And Matt and Casey arrived. They arrived shortly after we got set up, so they just came in and they were ready to go. And I could tell it was a long day for them. They did a lot of media, a lot of interviews about the movie, and they were just beat down. But they were here to film. They were all business. They were ready to go. Casey was wearing like a green Dartmouth hoodie, like ripped up. And like I would say in the movie, Casey plays like the dumber one of the two. Would you say?
No. Matt's like taking notes on the robbery and shit.
Yeah, but no. But he's more professional. He's the veteran in the movie. He's a vet.
Yeah.
Casey's like the fucking dumb
up.
One
oh, he's
from
a
like
drunk.
Quincy.
He's a drunk.
Drunk. Yeah. He's just like,
yeah,
the
you're
fucking,
right. You're
he's like, let's rob. So the whole premises or the concept of the skit was it's a 30 second skit. They're going to walk in and Casey and Matt are going to basically be like, on the run still from the heist, because they do a heist in the movie and they're on the run and they stop at Dunk's on the run. So Casey's like, all right, I'm gonna rob this place. And he puts a bag over his hand, both of their hands, and act like they have a gun. So basically they walk up to the counter and he's like, he says a little spiel, like, give me all your money, whatever. And I'm like, I stand back. I'm like, whoa, man, I don't want any issues. And then I have to start to notice that it's not a gun. And then I take it off his hand. And it's kind of us just being like, are you serious?
It's funny because when he's getting robbed, my back's turned and I turn around with the coffee. And I'm like, I get mad nervous. And then I'm like, oh, dude, it's a thing. And then we walk up and then Matt's like, oh, well, that was a decoy. I got the real gun. And I'm just like,
and then we're just on. Like, what do you guys want?
I'm like, you guys are too old to play cops and robbers. The fuck?
And Doug Liman, he didn't really give us much direction. Bro, he said we did a great job.
He said we did a great job.
Like, he came in the middle of the shoot because in the deli, a 30, 40 second video takes maybe 15, 20 minutes max to shoot.
We took 30 takes.
We did 30 takes of one scene. It took about 2 hours.
Yeah.
For that one scene.
That's crazy though.
Which is crazy because this is what I learned. You try to get like five,
it's different
six
angles.
Good takes of one angle.
Yes.
Okay, now we got to go to another angle. Now we got to go over the shoulder.
Yes.
Now we got to go on
yes.
that. So you gotta do these. So now it's like you get a little taste of like what a movie's like. Bro.
Yeah, because it's basically what we do, but we only stick with those two angles.
Yes.
But now it's like, okay, now we'll switch the angles. Yeah.
Imagine how much better they would probably look. It would look like a legit movie.
I know. But that was, that weekend was, I keep saying this, man. Every time we do something, it's like, yeah, that was the best experience. But like, no, this was up there, man.
This was up there. Put it over the Wahlberg.
No.
On Wahlberg's private jet.
No. Never.
Can't put it over that. But
which time? The first or the second?
As far as what we're passionate about doing,
that was
like doing what we do, that was the coolest thing. Because we literally got to basically like do what we want to do in the future. Like basically feel like you're making a movie with, bro. The first few takes, I'm like, bro, Matt Damon and Casey Affleck are coming up to me and I have to like act.
I know.
I have to bust them. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't like we're off camera. Like, we're on camera. They're here. They want to get the fuck out of here. Like, they want to get in and out. So, like,
I mean, bro,
ups.
We did great.
We didn't fuck up one time.
I mean, that little Shay Carter, she was like, you guys are really good. You guys have something special. Like, for real. I'm like, damn.
We didn't fuck up one time.
Nope.
The only direction he was really given was Matt and Casey.
Yeah, I think one time Doug just told me, he's like, you did it too soon, and then we just had to redo it once.
That was really it, but out of the 30 takes, we...
Maybe one
we fucked up. But
pros, kid, pros. Slash is out here doing fucking heavy metal headbanging shit.
But I'm excited to see it. We still haven't seen what it looks like. So people, if you're watching, make sure you check out our socials, obviously, but I think Apple TV and Duncan are going to post it, and Casey and all them. Everyone's going to post it, and they're basically going to throw it on social media. I don't know if it's going to be like a legit TV commercial, but I think they basically
it's
said
all over social. Yeah.
They basically said if it does good enough and Duncan and Apple can agree on it, because there's a lot of legal hoops you got to jump through for TV. If they can get it, if it's good enough, then they might put it on TV, which would be fucking nuts. But we'll see. I'm really excited to see it. I think you guys will get a kick out of it. And, yeah, after that, we talked to Matt and Casey a little bit more and basically told them, hey, thank you for it was so an honor working with you guys. And they said we did fucking amazing. And, you know, they basically said, we'll see you soon. You know, we'll see you again. And I said the same thing to Doug Liman. I said the same thing to all the Apple people. Like, any opportunities come up, you give us a call. We're there. So I think we're making the right connections, brother, I would say.
Yeah. I think everything, we just gotta protect the momentum and just keep pushing, bro. Just anything or anyone who brings the ship down a little bit, who pokes a hole in the ship and water's coming in and we're sinking, and you gotta right off the boat, kid. Gone.
It's only been 2 months in the summer, into the summer.
I know, and
one more whole month in the summer.
This was the craziest. Damn, that's right. It's August 1st.
We're recording this on August 1st for everyone wondering.
Yeah, what else do we do? Right away, we hit the Pats training camp. We could talk about that a little bit. Jacoby Brissett's fucking, he's dropping dimes to the young rookie receivers, man. And Drake May looks like Mac Jones. Looks like Mac Jones.
Joe Milton looks pretty good. He's making some good plays. Yeah. He's playing better than Drake May.
Yeah.
That's Drake for May sure.
Is,
you know who's playing good too? Bailey Zappe.
Zappe's playing good.
He's doing his job.
He's out there.
Second right behind Jacoby.
People don't realize.
He's right behind Jacoby.
Bro, but you got to understand, bro, with these quarterbacks, especially with front of that whole Mac Jones thing, because that Mac Jones Belichick was all screwed up. But like, Zappe did everything he could. He came in, he won us a couple of games. It was like, it's not even has nothing to do with the quarterback. It's like, bro, look at the receivers he was throwing to. Juju Smith-Schuster, Devontae Parker. It's like,
like good receivers cut like five, six, seven, like 5 years ago, but yeah. like you get old, bro. You know, you can't get open. It's tough, bro. Now we got young buck receivers, man.
Jalen Polk.
Listen, I'm Javon calling it Baker. Now.
Yo, Javon Baker's making plays in training camp.
Over like Christian Gonzalez too.
He's fucking mossing him.
He said it too. He's like, yo, I'm a human highlight reel. But listen, calling it now, Jacoby Brissett is going to have a Geno Smith breakout season. The only difference between them two, I think one, Geno Smith's a lefty. I don't think he is, maybe. But Geno Smith was a first round pick. Jacoby Brissett wasn't. But Jacoby Brissett,
all good.
Jacoby Brissett played phenomenal for the Colts last year.
He's a veteran.
The only thing is like he just never had a team to start with. He never went into the training camp QB1. So it's finally his year, bro. Which is good because he's been in the league for almost 10 years now, maybe more.
He's a vet, kid. He's a vet. And all I could say is right now, as of right now, if Brissett gets hurt and doesn't play good, Zappy's in, kid. That's the second option.
And people say you don't like him, but like I'd be fine with that too.
Patriots. Smarten the fuck up.
And pay Judon.
And sign Judon.
And pay
what the
Judon,
fuck
man.
Are we doing?
Pay Judon.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
We went to the training kit to see Judon. He didn't have pads on.
I don't understand. Yeah,
and,
I know.
He beefed with Mayo and left
the
field.
Yeah, he left. So it was a little awkward for
but
us.
But I saw today he's in pads and he's training.
He's in pads.
That's a good sign.
So you know what it is too, though? Not for nothing, bro. We just paid they paid everyone, man.
Tell him what the only guy. Judon's the only guy to do what?
Oh, yeah, he's the only guy to go out there, you know. And
before
camp started, he's playing catch with people. Fam.
With the fans.
But he's signing shit right away. Like, no one does that in the beginning. But, yo, even at the games, bro, even his family, they'll try to get extra wristbands to just find kids and just give it to them to bring them on the field. Like, they are such good people, bro. Pay our number one jersey seller. That might be the stupidest thing. Because all it is 9 jerseys in this whole stadium.
Bro, their whole marketing during a game, if you guys go and pay attention, it's all Judon.
Judon. Yeah, as he should be, though. He's the best dude, bro. He is one of one.
He is.
Like, when you chill with him, he's like the normalest dude ever.
He's a good, like, bro. He's a good dude. He's a good father, bro. I was just listening to the podcast he did with Mark Lewis, and bro, he was saying his daughter knows 3 languages. Like, he's like heavy on them, and he was like,
yeah.
You know, I'm never going to push them to do football, but every day we're doing something uncomfortable, working out every day in the gym, no matter what.
He's a good dude,
he's just
bro.
Like a good, he's just a good ass
he's
dude.
He's a good dude.
Obviously took care of us, bro.
I took him to Mastro's. We went on a little double date, kid. Date.
How was that? It was good?
It was good, man. He didn't really like Mastro's, I'm not going to lie. He was like a little, whatever he got, he wasn't rocking with. It was a little, something was off.
We're trying Moose Seaport tomorrow, I think.
Moose Seaport. I think I'm going to Aria tonight. I have a reservation for 2.
You know what we're doing right now?
Going
in at Moxie Seaport. Shout out Moxie Seaport for always fucking taking care of us, treating us like fucking family. And shout out Big Mike from Moxie's, for real. But I think that's a good way to stop this podcast. It was a great weekend success, and hopefully we have a lot more success for you guys coming up. It's been tough to get guests. There haven't been a lot of people in town. I don't want to have reoccurring guests over and over, but we may have to have a reoccurring guest. But right now I think we're doing good with the updates. We're doing giving you guys life updates of what we have going on.
I like that, you know, and the true ones who listen, who follow us and watch this, and that's it. We're just building a loyal following, and if you didn't buy a hat, you ain't a loyal follower.
Go buy your merch. It's contentmerch.com.
It's all out.
Content is spelled CONTNT, not TENT.
I'm hungry. I'm getting a nice fucking chicken burger, lettuce burger.
At the end of the day, guys, it's all content. Thank you for listening. Love you all.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm gonna stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gonna let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Love my ex girl, got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. Got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty out in Cape Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Whole gang in steakhouse food. Get the check, I ain't checking what it came out to. I tell promoters I don't talk about the money, you know.